This is the story of a child that changed the world, a child born over 2,000 years ago under most unusual circumstances.
A young couple named Mary and Joseph found themselves in a predicament. The head of government had demanded that everyone return to their hometown to register and pay taxes.
This couple had to travel a great distance from their home to Bethlehem, but Mary was expecting a child at any time.
To make matters worse, when they arrived, they couldn't find anywhere to stay. All the inns were full. The only shelter they could find was a stable. And that night, in that stable, the baby was born.
Meanwhile, an angel appeared out in the countryside to a group of shepherds, telling them that the Messiah had been born and that they should go to Bethlehem to see that child.
The shepherds hurried off to find the child and to witness this miracle. And then suddenly the sky was filled with a choir of angels, singing and praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace."
Sing, Gloria, sing, Gloria, sing, Gloria, sing, Gloria, sing, Gloria.
Even before his birth, the world knew about this child.
The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him.
The world watched for this child.
Take comfort, my people. You must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
And the world prepared for this child.
Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God.
Somebody spread the good news.
What did Mary think the night he was born, lying there in her arms in human form? Who was this child with deep searching eyes, filling the night with his newborn cries? She'd waited so long to see his face, to welcome her son to this earthly place. A promise fulfilled from heaven above, the bearer of joy, hope, peace, and love. Lying there in her arms in human form, what did Mary think the night he was born?
Thank you.
Stars gleamed bright, pierced the night. Bethlehem was quite a sight. Stable bare, mother's prayer. Bethlehem has news to share. Baby's cry fills the sky. Bethlehem writes a lullaby. Angels sang, shepherds came. Bethlehem was not the same.
On Christmas Eve, 1941, in the early days of World War I, German and British soldiers set down their guns and crossed the trenches to join together in the spirit of Christmas. They exchanged food, souvenirs, and sang carols together. For one brief moment, the fighting stopped, and a silent peace settled across the Western Front. The child born in Bethlehem on that first Christmas was then, and is still today, the symbol and the hope of peace here on earth.
Silent
we celebrate Christmas with music, with choirs and carolers, and flash mobs in the malls singing the Hallelujah chorus.
We celebrate Christmas with memories of family gatherings, wonderful food, and hanging stockings by warm, glowing fireplaces.
We celebrate Christmas with gifts, tokens of appreciation for the people we love and cherish.
We celebrate Christmas with beauty. We deck our halls, trim our trees, and make our world sparkle with light.
And we celebrate Christmas with bells. Bells on Christmas trees. Bells hanging from saguaro cactus. Bells rung in the churches and in the steeples. All pealing forth the news that the child has been born.
Jesus, Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace.
Thank you. And now may God direct your ways in peace.